12th of March 2020, Message of Our Heavenly Father, Part 4, The Joy of Our Father. It is difficult to ignore the current situation, which is caused by the coronavirus, answered by far-reaching government measures, and caused by some very difficult church orders for the faithful. In particular, the measure of the Italian Bishops' Conference to no longer celebrate publicly holy masses is taking on a dimension that none of us could have imagined before. We know that nothing happens without divine permission, so we can certainly reflect on this and ask in prayer what the Lord is trying to tell us. In the past, during epidemics and outbreaks of serious illness, there were great manifestations of faith with acts of penance, special prayers, with appropriate measurement forms, processions, and so on. Today we are stunned by the fact that the Bishop Conference in Italy sees its collaboration with the state as requiring it to take measures which go far beyond those already taken. Now the faithful are no longer allowed to attend Holy Mass. It is only held in closed churches. Here and there, police officers stand in front of the church to prevent the faithful from entering the church during the celebration. It is unbelievable. But we will go to the text of the Father. This was only for the introduction and short reflection about the situation of the church in the times of coronavirus. Words of Heavenly Father today. The painter delights in contemplating the picture he has painted. In the same way, it is my pleasure and delight to come among men, the masterpiece of my creation. Time presses. I wish men to know as soon as possible that I love them and that I feel the great happiness in being with them and talking with them like a father with his children. I am the Eternal One. And when I was alone, I had already thought of using all my power to create beings in my image. But material creation had to come first, so that these beings could find their means of sustenance. It was then that I created the world. I filled it with all the things I knew would be necessary to man, air, sun, and rain, and many other things that I knew to be necessary for their life. Let us take three thoughts from these words for today. First, it is a joy for the Lord to stay with us human beings. God wants to be with us and with all mankind. It is a joy for Him. We should take these words seriously. They will help us to understand Him better and also to grasp our value from God more deeply. We sometimes have difficulties within the latter, but it is precisely our deepest value to be children of God. No one can rob us of this value if we do not destroy ourselves through sin and if we do not become aware of this value as a result of sin. We are the masterpiece of his creation, as the Father tells us in his declaration of love for us. The second moment is a statement that time is running out. It recalls the word of St. Paul, "Buy out time," Ephesians 5:16. We are rapidly reminded of this dimension in the Holy Scriptures. We have no time to lose in proclaiming the love of the Father, in taking the gospel out into this world, in converting and deepening our faith. There is not a rush or a cramp, but the tension of love that does not want to miss a moment to do all that the Lord asks of us. So let us not waste time in unnecessary things. This does not mean legitimate relaxation, but an attention to the so-called hierarchy of things, that it is not second or third things that determine our life in such a way that we actually lose time and the power of our soul is weakened. A third short reflection. We thank the Lord for his wise and paternal provision. He has thought of everything, even if we should not lose ourselves in the beauty of his creation and forget about the giver of good gifts, we can still rejoice in God in all that he has created for us. What richness and what abundance down to the smallest things. All this is proclaimed by the wisdom of our Father and Creator.
The communion verse of today says, "May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners."
Exaudiate Dominus in die tribulationis. Protegat in nomen Dei Iacob.